those stiff hairs they have on their back, it's called?
Bristle.
Okay. And those long teeth that they have?
Tushes.
And the things you put the food in for
them? We call it a pig trough.
And if you had several of these, you'd say I have three or four?
Pig troughs.
And do you have any...
A hog trough, either one.
Uh-huh.
We fed the pigs out of a little trough and the hogs out of a big one. Didn't feed them together.
They wouldn't?
Well, the old big ones would get all the stuff and the little pigs wouldn't get anything.
Yeah.
Now, when we lived down there, we had us a... Like, here's a yard fence where we come in and back here and had a place the little pigs come in and eat. We'd have fed the old hogs over here. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't get in here with the little pigs.
When you lived in Stark, did you live on a farm?
Oh, no. We lived in town.
So I guess you didn't see many of your old friends then?
Well, I had to make new friends because I'd never been there in my life till I moved there.
Hmm. How come you moved out there?
My husband had a job there. And we had to move there.
How many miles away is that from here?
Oh, it's 36 miles.
Mm-hmm. And, would you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
We call them wild hogs. We did.
Mm-hmm. And, the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, you say the calf began to...
Beller.
Okay. And the noise that a cow makes...
Well, she lows.
Is that a... You know, there are two noises. One... When her calf's taken away from her,
mm-hmm.
or then the gentle noise.
Mm-hmm. Once she calls him to her,
mm-hmm.
it's not so loud, but whenever they take it away, she bellows just as loud as she can bellow.
And what about the noise that a horse makes?
Well, he makes a whickering horse sound. I couldn't walk him, but mm-hmm. for his little calf, a little colt he does.
Mm-hmm.
And for another horse, he whickers,
mm-hmm.
what we call it.
And, you mentioned you call horses and mules and things stock. What would you call chickens and turkeys and geese?
Poultry.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs is called
satin hen.
Hmm?
A satin hen. She's setting on eggs.
Okay. And where did you keep chickens if you had places for them?
Well, we keep them in a yard. We do ours.
Uh-huh.
And got a house for them to go in for at night.
Mm-hmm.
On a chicken farm, they keep them in cages.
But
on the farm here, when we stayed here, they just went all over the place where they wanted to go.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have a special place for just the mother and the chicks?
Yep. A coop.
Uh-huh.
Or a pen.
Mm-hmm.
Or her and the bitches, keep the other chickens away from them.
What did that look like?
Well, it just looked like a big old coop covered over, and, you know, boards on all the sides where she couldn't get out, no, they couldn't get in.
Mm-hmm.
We called it a chicken pen.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you eat chicken, there's a bone that's like this?
Called a pulley bone.
Okay. Are there any stories about that?
Yeah. When we was growing up, they'd stick them on the table to break them, and one got the longest end, and one got the shortest end, they'd say they'd go to get married first.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one would be the longest. I mean, the one the longest would get married the latest.
Uh-huh.
There weren't nothing to it, don't reckon.
Did you hear
and
the...
a lot of times they'd put it up over the door and say that anybody walked over, that'd be your boyfriend.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear that called the, Did it have a name for the long or short pieces?
I don't believe it did. Mm-hmm. It was a wishbone, I know, but some of them called it that.
Mm-hmm.
Wishbone.
And, say if it was time to feed the stock and do the chores, you'd say that it was
time to feed them.
Okay. Would you call that feeding time or fodder time?
Feeding time.
And, how do you call cows to get them to come out of the pasture?
You ain't never called them.
Uh-huh.
We call them coy, coanch. We call them coanch.
Go ahead and do it like you're calling
them. Coanch, coy. And someone says, come on, cows. Mr.
Uh-huh.
D- where you was this morning, he calls his cows. He get out there and say, come on, cows. And they know just as good where he wants, what he wants them to do.
How do you call, how do you tell a cow to stand still so you can milk?
Back your leg.
Uh-huh. Why do you tell them just to stand still?
Well, you just tell them to be still.
Uh-huh.
Or tie their head where they can't move.